My name is Donna Mitchell, and I'm a research assistant professor at Texas Tech. And I want to acknowledge my co-authors. Dr. Phil Johnson and Taylor Black helped us input data into the Philprint calculator. I'm not going to spend a lot of time talking about the background of the calculator. If you've been coming to the Beltwide for the last few years, you're probably very familiar with the calculator by now, and Bill did a great job introducing that. So I'm just going to skip over this part. So a producer's sustainability, and I'm just going to reiterate these metrics, is determined by seven different metrics that are produced by the calculator. The first is land use, which is basically crop yield. We have irrigation water use, which is the amount of water applied per acre. Energy use is a combination of direct and indirect energy use. So it's going to be things like fertilizer application and fertilizer manufacturing, as well as your irrigation systems and tractors going up and down the field. Greenhouse gas emissions are calculated from that energy use. We have soil conservation, which is basically soil erosion. And then there's also a soil carbon and water quality index. For the purpose of this analysis, we are just going to focus on the first five of these metrics, so we're going to ignore soil carbon and water quality. The Texas Alliance for Water Conservation is an ongoing demonstration project that began in 2005. And we work with over 30 producers covering over 6,000 acres in 9 counties across the southern high plains of Texas. And this figure just shows where our demonstration sites are located. We have producers in Deaf Smith County, Palmer, Castro, Swisher, Lamb, Hale, Floyd, Lubbock, and Crosby counties. And our producers represent a variety of agricultural management practices. They do everything from cotton monoculture systems to fully integrated livestock systems. They have lots of different types of crop rotations and tillage practices. And we monitor their demonstration sites for crop productivity, economic returns, and soil moisture depletion, things like that. We provide them with irrigation technologies, and we watch how they use that technology. And we put all of their data into economic budgets. And that budget data is what we input into the Philprint calculator. And the TAWC is part of a pilot project with the National Cotton Council. And in the Philprint calculator, we have 9 years of production data. It goes from 2007 to 2015. We have 26 different producers in the Philprint calculator with 34 different sites for a total of 193 observations. The field sizes range anywhere from 13 acres to 400 acres, and the tillage practices that our producers typically do are no-till, strip-till, which is a minimum tillage, and we have conventional tillage. The irrigation systems, they do everything from furrow. They have LIPA, LISA, MISA, center pivot systems, as well as subsurface drift. We calculated indexes based off of the five metrics. It's based on an average across all of our TAWC sites. So I want to point out that a lower index value means that a producer is more sustainable. So there's an inverse relationship there. And this is a figure of each of the metrics from 2007 to 2015 averaged across all of our sites. So we have land use, we have irrigation, energy, greenhouse gases, soil conservation, and an average of those indices. You can see 2011 was obviously a very bad drought year for our producers, and you can see how that was reflected in the calculator. Irrigation use went up over 200 index points. And it looks like our sites have maintained a pretty relatively flat trend, except in the last few years it looks like the index values are slightly increasing, which would suggest that our producers are actually becoming a little bit more unsustainable, which we were kind of surprised to see. One of our graduate students year before last, came and presented her results from her master's thesis on the Philprint calculator. And so we're just building off of what she's done in the past. And one of the things that we were interested in when we first started working with the Philprint calculator is to understand the relationship between sustainability and profitability. Specifically, if a producer becomes more sustainable, can they be more profitable? And so we attempted to answer that question via a multiple regression analysis, where we have gross margin as our independent variable, and gross margin is defined as our total revenues minus variable cost, and we use this as a measure of profitability. We looked at the land use index, irrigation use, and energy. We also included a squared term for energy, and then we included dummy variables for the 2008 to 2015 crop production years. And that just accounts for year-to-year production variability, things like crop differences in crop prices, weather and rainfall patterns. So this table shows the results of the regression analysis, and while it does have some limitations, we did find some pretty interesting results. All of the variables except for the 2009, 2014, and 2015 dummy variables were significant. The model had a 70% R-squared, so it was fairly good. And as I said before, a lower index value represents higher sustainability. So our land use, irrigation, and energy metrics had negative coefficients, so that's a very good thing. It means that our producers are sustainable in those metrics, and it does have a profitable it does have a positive relationship with gross margin. So if a producer were to have a positive coefficient there, it would mean that they are unsustainable and they are decreasing their gross margin. After playing with the Philprint calculator, we have noticed that it's very sensitive to irrigation systems and with tillage practices. And so what we've done is to look at the irrigation systems and the tillage practices had, what impact that had on each of the metrics. And so we just did a regression analysis using each of the irrigation systems and tillage practices. So the first one is land use. So we had furrow, LEPA, MESA, and SDI irrigation systems. We used LISA as the base, so we removed it from the model, and then we had minimum tillage and no tillage, and conventional was our base, and so we excluded that from the model. And you can see here that we had two variables that were statistically significant, furrow and MESA, although this doesn't really mean a whole lot because the explanatory power of the model was about 10%. So we're not really interested in the significance of the variables, just the relationship between them. And so a negative value is a good thing, and so we have negative coefficients for LEPA and SDI and minimum tillage. So this suggests that LEPA and SDI are more sustainable systems than LISA. And if you look at the coefficients, LEPA and SDI are really not that different. Furrow and MESA have very positive coefficients, and so this suggests that they are the most inefficient production systems. I know. Hold the mic here. These are really interesting results. We didn't know that before. But what was interesting was that minimum tillage was actually performed better than conventional, better than conventional and better than no-till. So no-till was actually less sustainable when it comes to land use than no-till. So I should preface this by saying that some of these results are a little wonky, but they were interesting nonetheless. And so we performed two-tailed t-tests, so try saying that 10 times, on each of the irrigation systems and tillage practices to determine if there was any difference between the means of those systems. And so, for example, we compared furrow to LEPA, furrow to LISA, furrow to MESA, and then we did LEPA to LISA, LEPA to MESA, and so on and so forth. And then we compared the tillage practices. So we compared conventional to minimum tillage, conventional to no-till, and then minimum tillage to no-till. And so I'm just reporting the statistically significant results here. We used a 90% significance level to capture as many as possible, and we probably did 75 different t-tests in total. And so for land use, we found that furrow and LEPA were statistically different. The mean for furrow was 123 and the mean for LEPA was 88, and so that suggests that LEPA is a more sustainable irrigation system than furrow. We compared the furrow and LISA and furrow and SDI were both statistically significant, with LISA and SDI also performing better than furrow. So these results were not expected. And then we look at LEPA, LISA, and SDI compared to MISA, and they all performed better than MISA, which is just going against, which is what we found in the regression results. So when we looked at irrigation use, none of the variables were significant, which is okay. The negative coefficients that we had were LEPA, MISA, and SDI. So SDI had the most negative coefficient, meaning it's the most sustainable production system. Not a lot of difference between MISA and LEPA, though, which was kind of surprising. And then when we look at tillage here, minimum tillage had a very positive coefficient, so no-till was a little bit better here, but still both of those systems were not better than conventional tillage. And the only statistically significant t-test we found with regard to irrigation was with furrow and SDI, and SDI obviously performed better than furrow. When we look at energy, again, no variables were statistically significant here, and the only negative coefficient we had was with SDI. So SDI was the most sustainable irrigation system compared to the others. And again, minimum tillage performed better than no-till, which was kind of interesting. And both of those did not perform as well as conventional. So with energy, we had two t-tests that were significant. Again, SDI and furrow. SDI performed better than furrow. And then we had SDI and LEPA, and SDI performed better than LEPA in terms of energy use. So when we look at greenhouse gas emissions, no variables were significant. But we had negative coefficients for MISA and minimum tillage. So these results would suggest that MISA might be a more sustainable irrigation system for greenhouse gases than compared to the other irrigation systems, and then minimum tillage had a negative coefficient associated with that as well. And the only significant t-test that we found here was between the SDI and LEPA. When we look at soil conservation, we get some of those wonky results here. We had negative coefficients with furrow, LEPA, and SDI. And if you look closely, furrow actually has a more negative coefficient than the other irrigation systems, meaning that it's the more sustainable than LEPA and the others. So I don't know why that would be. And then this is the only good result that we got with tillage. When it comes to soil conservation, no-till obviously is a better tillage system. And then the statistically significant t-tests that we found were comparing furrow and LISA, furrow and MISA, and LEPA and MISA. And again, these t-tests show that furrow outperformed LISA and MISA when it came to soil conservation. And LEPA was better than MISA, and here SDI outperforms MISA. So in summary, when we performed the regression analysis looking at the relationship between sustainability and profitability, we did see a positive relationship there. So if a producer was to become more sustainable, he may be able to increase their profits. But the relationships between the irrigation systems and tillage practices with the metrics were a little unclear. I think it's safe to say that if managed correctly, LEPA irrigation systems can be just as effective as subsurface drip, and we've seen that with our TAWC sites. Oftentimes the LEPA is just as good as our drip, and then we obviously furrow and MISA are inferior irrigation systems, but the tillage practices, we had mixed results. And the reason, the only thing I could think of that might be the reason why for that would be how the tillage practices are specified in the field print calculator. We divided up our tillage practices between conventional, no-till, and minimum till, and in the field print calculator, they have drop-down menus. And so you have, the producer has to pick which tillage practice closely matches their operation, and so they really only break it down between conventional and no-till. And so a producer, one of our TAWC producers who would be a strip till, would actually be considered conventional in the field print calculator. So there might be some reason there, but I'm just surmising here. We would like to thank the National Cotton Council and the Texas Water Development Board for funding this project. And if you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.